want to hear some jokes?
God. Intertrapped conversations with Linda Tripp. Monica Liskovsky described the president as bigger than average. So Clinton wasn't lying when he said he and Monica frequently had discussed about increasing the size of his staff. Monica Lewinsky is anxious to lose 60 pounds. So she's planned to speed things up with liposuction. Both Monica and the doctor who will perform the procedure are fat suckers. 60 Minutes showed the video last night of Dr. Jack Kevorkian administering a lethal injection to a terminally ill patient. The ratings were so good that CBS may give Kevorkian his own series, Touched by an Angel of Death. A mother in Stockholm.
Where?
Stock.
Like the way you shaved your neck.
A mother in Stockholm, Sweden, who had stored her baby in a freezer for 10 years, was turned into the police by her son. She should be ashamed of herself not defrosting the freezer in 10 years. Two Puerto Rican workers who died after falling into an Upjohn pharmaceutical mixing tank.
Make some sense, will you?
Tank were overcome by nitrogen fumes from a valve that should have been shut off. Police say that men have only themselves to blame. They should have never gotten mixed up with drugs. Asked how she would flare against young star Martin Hingis.
I don't even know what you're saying. I don't know.
Martina Hingis.
Are you talking about the tennis player Martina Hingis? Yes.
Venus Williams and Lidsay Davenport and Billy Ray King said, I wouldn't get a point unless they double faulted. But King said she still likes to play them and she doesn't mind taking a licking. In Des Moines, Iowa, thieves pried open a door of a hair house used by Operation Santa Claus and stole about $10,000 worth of Christmas toys meant for the needy children. Officials say it would be emotionally troubling to the kids to know the truth. So they'll be told they're not getting presents this year because they're bad. Heidi Ho Fleece, the Hollywood Madame, was released from jail in Dublin, California, and is completing her sentence in a halfway house. On the cable show America's Justice, she called for equal punishment for men who used her services, including actor Charlie Shine. Shine responded, who cares what she thinks? She's a whore. Felicie says her time behind bars was unbearable. She was confined to a small cell with only one John.
Thanksgiving!
On Thanksgiving, we remember the pilgrims who got together with the Indians and taught them how to grow crops and domesticate animals. And the Indians taught the pilgrims what they know best, casino gambling. From the National Enquirer, O. J. Simpson is planning to tie the knot with Christy Prady, a stunning lookalike of his murdered ex-wife, Nicole Brown. Friends of the 23-year-old former waitress said she has a good head on her shoulders, at least for now. Melissa Etheridge. And Melissa Etheridge, and her lover, Jolly Cypher, Julie Cypher, gave birth to a baby boy last week.
Isn't that beautiful?
Top problems with having lesbians parents. Top problems with having lesbian parents. Every night, same old dinner. Tuna helper. Going to school carrying a Janet Reno lunch box. Don't know what to say when the phone solicitor asks to speak to the man of the house. Every day you get a cucumber in your lunch. They don't care if your room's as messy as long as your closet's clean. Can't find any kids at school to say, my butch lesbian can beat up your butch lesbian. Getting dropped off at school and your mom's oops.
Are you having an accident?
Yeah.
That's what the kids say. Oops.
Ups. Getting dropped off in your school's mom's ups truck.
What?
I don't know. Okay. Don't even ask.
What the hell are you reading?
Getting dropped off at school in your mom's UPS truck. You frequently catch one of them pleasuring themselves with Xenia comes on. You get mail delivered to life partner. Every weekend you have to go to WNBA game. You can watch anything in there if it's an Ellen rerun. You start to develop an allergic reaction to...
I'm developing something.
Flannel. Both parents want to take you to softball practice. Neither wants to take you to ballet lessons. Just can't suspend your disbelief enough to enjoy the story about the Dutch boy who puts his finger in the dike. While Christmas shopping, you notice that you may that not.
Don't worry about us.
While Christmas shopping, you notice that not many department stores carry hers and hers merchandise. The confusing sex talk about the birds, the bees, and the bulls. Can't pick up a test tube in a chemistry class without wondering if it's in your dad.
I don't know. See, done.
Can't get any help with your homework until after Rosie O'Donnell's. Knowing that your mom can lick all other moms in the neighborhood and probably would if given the chance. You know. Some kids' dads are firefighters. Some are lawyers. Yours is some homeless pervert who spanks it into your paper cup for $50. You leave home for college and discover strange new things you've never seen before. Razors, bras, perfumes, hairsprays. Your explanation of where babies come from involves diagrams and mathematical formulas. If that really is an egg beater, what's the damn thing doing in mom's stock drawer?
I don't get it.
Southwest Florida. Sure have a wonderful time. I feel as high as that Australian pine. Now I'm sweating my friggin' ass off in that Southwest Florida heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to turn your radio on now. Listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off your feet. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney on all afternoon. Now from Naples to Fort Myers, all the radios are on. All over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Port Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say, 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Radio that there's ever been. The show is so damn good it makes the Pope wanna sin. The fell out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws flies and a bit of a crowd. Stand. Hot paradise. Listen to us once and you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon.
Got our finger on the pulse of our numerous enemies. Where's your finger? Excuse me. Stan and Haney in the afternoon, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, hey, hey! Hey, everybody.
The hell is this?
What now? What? I don't... What now? I don't even know.
Junior.
What's the deal?
Why is that on my computer?
What's on his computer? What? I don't know. I can't look over there. What's on his computer? What is it?
Someone has a selfie of Britney Spears with her pant pulled down and her tongue out.
Kick ass. What?
Let me go over and take a look. Wait a second.
Is that Britney Spears?
Wait a second.
Yeah.
That looks like Britney Spears.
It is.
Yeah. It is.
But who put that on my computer?
I don't. You didn't do that.
No. Ah, why would I do that?
I can take a guess. We got a night show now. And somebody sits over there.
Has that Ken been in here?
I don't think it was Ken. Ken doesn't.
Because you normally tell me that Ken is responsible.
Oh, you got to watch out for him. But.
You told me he's a real.
Yeah. He's fine.
What? I don't understand this.
He's fine. I don't. Dave did it. He was doing a lot of stuff last night.
Oh, there's more than one? Oh, what? Yeah. It's just multiple.
Is it wallpaper or is it just a website that's up on your screen?
It is a picture.
Half-nude Britney Spears pictures, and they're recent.
And they're not flattering.
No, they are not.
No, they're brought up in multiple windows in Microsoft Office, so it's been downloaded.
Yeah, I no. Remember that one that was floating around of her when it was popular to get the paparazzis to get the up the crotch shots? They got one of her, and it looked like some kind of rash.
Yep. Never understood that.
No, and I was like, what? Why am I looking at that?
I didn't even, because people will go to jail for that, for trying to get the upskirt shots.
Yeah.
They're not anything to look at.
No. Especially when they're not, you know, properly prepared for it.
That's what I'm saying.
It's like,
that's,
oh my goodness.
That is something that is not enhanced by being candid.
That you rash want is that, weeping.
No, see, if there's going to be a picture of that, yeah, it needs to be aware and posed.
Absolutely, and then it's a beautiful thing.
Then it can be alluring.
Yep. Yeah.
But caught off guard.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Because you got to remember, its job... You know, 23 out of 24 hours has nothing to do with you.
That's right.
It's got a dirty job.
Yep. And it's got to be prepared.
And is that, you know, it's multi-purpose.
Yes, it is.
And you're only interested in one purpose.
Yep. When you catch it when it's not ready.
Or when it's working. Because, you know, it's got so many different jobs to do.
It sure does. You know, I'm telling you. God created man and woman, and the thing is...
very utilitarian design.
Yes! Yes!
Because when the object of your desire, that's legitimate.
Yeah.
Man, I want that.
Yeah.
But at the same time, yeah, it's designed to do this, yeah,
other functions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like... Can you, you know, imagine Vince from Slap Chop and the ShamWow selling you on this thing. But wait.
There's more.
If it only did that, it would be miraculous. But what about this?
Yep.
What about the... But yep. Wait, there's still more.
Yep. Yep. Yeah. And that, you know, they think that, oh, look what we got. We got her coming out of a limo, three sheets to the wind, and pantyless.
Yeah. Yeah, panties serve a purpose.
Yep. And that's multi-purpose, too. I was saddened to see today.
Boy, that was a nasty way to start the day.
Yeah, I was saddened to see, although he lived a full life, Roy Clark passed away today.
I'm sorry to say I didn't know he was still alive.
Yeah.
But now he's not.
Now he's not. Died from pneumonia, obviously in a feeble state. One of the... greatest guitar players to ever live.
And all-around entertainer.
Yep. Could play a bunch of instruments. fiddle, banjo, you name it. You throw it at him, he'd play it.
And he had whatever it is. You see Roy Clark, before he ever played a note, people would be happy to see him.
Likeable guy.
Yep.
Likeable guy. Seems like a nice nice man.
Yep. And was he?
I don't know. You know who he was best friends with?
Buck Owens?
No. They were paired together and said, make it work. And they did.
Oh, like a Stan and Haney.
Yeah. No. He was best friends with Mickey Mantle.
Really? That's an odd pairing.
And Mickey Mantle had it in his will that he wanted Roy Clark to perform at his funeral.
Well, who wouldn't?
And they were very close friends, and I guess they had made a deal years earlier, because they used to go and hoop it up and have a good time. And
Well, Mickey Mantle, yeah. he was a legend in more than one way.
Yeah, and Roy Clark honored his request to play at his funeral. They were like best friends.
Okay. The caps lock is on. Yeah, it's been messed with.
Of course it has been. Who comes in after us? Incidentally, speaking of that, he is not a lot, but he's gone to a new low. He went to a Beasley asking for a few bucks.
No.
Now, yeah, I gotta say this and then I'll be done with it. He was getting ready to start his show last night and went to Jeff Zito to ask him for money so he can buy a drink. And Jeff said, I don't have any money. I think this Junior Beasley has money. And the Junior Beasley said to him, well, how much do you need? And it was a couple of bucks. Dave took it. And I saw the Junior Beasley walking down the hallway today, and he said, when you see your friend Dave, remind him if I don't get my $2 back that I loaned him, it's going to be $3.
Doesn't he understand that's not how it works with Dave?
I know. You're never going to see it again.
No, it's a donation. It's not a loan.
Nope. It's a donation. And and that donation jar, that donation box, bottomless pit.
If you need it back, don't give it to him.
Yeah. Don't even start.
I am so saddened to hear about Roy Clark. Do you mind if we pay tribute to the great Roy Clark? Because he was a great man. Great man.
I've made a small fortune.
Yes, you have.
And you've squandered it all. You've shamed till I feel about 1 inch tall. But I thought I loved you, and I hoped you would change. So I gritted my teeth and didn't complain.
Never did.
You know it.
Do you have the Johnny Cash intro where he just plays the guitar?
I'm not done with this, sir.
You tell me you're leaving.
What is this?
But you won't tell me why. We're here at the station, and you're getting all all I can think of is thank God in Greyhound you're gone.
That's it. Thank God. Everybody loved him. Everybody loved him. It was so funny.
I didn't know how much longer I could go on watching you take.
Why do I think he wrote that to me?
Because it rings true.
That big diesel motor is playing my song.
Thank God in Greyhound you're gone.
Yeah.
Thank God in Greyhound you're gone.
You're gone.
That load on my mind.
Now what is it you wanted?
That would probably be on the YouTube. Roy Clark, amazing guitar.
Well, that would be an ad for the Big Note, wouldn't it?
No. Well, he did. He had the Big Note guitar book. I had the Mel Bay.
Well, Mel Bay's the Bible. Anybody plays guitar that never cursed Mel Bay's name.
Yep. Roy Clark.
You see the...
He was 85.
You see the trick he did there, right?
Yeah.
See, he made you think it was going to be all a sad song about missing a woman.
And he's happy.
Yeah. See, it turns it all around on
you. Yeah, it sure does.
And you went, hey, that's very clever.
Yeah. See, he could do funny songs like that. He could be friendly, picking and a grinning, and doing all that kind of stuff. But here. Oh, no, that's not it. That's not the
it's one. Johnny Cash and Roy Clark doing Folsom Prison.
Just look at Roy Clark. What is it? The 12 bar, whatever it is. Johnny just introduces him, calling him a great guitar player, and then he just goes to town. He just starts playing everything crazy.
Everything crazy?
Yeah, he's a really good guitar player.
Well, of course he is.
He's Roy Clark.
Well, I'd give anything if I knew what this one was.
See, he's funny.
You know what the thing of it is? If we could remember how this song started, we'd have been into it by now.
That ain't it.
Boy, they worked together a lot.
Yeah, they did. They were good, good buddies.
Wait, so there's no name to what you want? Well, what I did is I took the first and the third result.
If I have permission to... do your do with the
right
keyboard.
In.
Hold on, let me see.
Take over, Mike.
Hold on.
Put up some Britney Spears pictures while you're there.
Hold on. No,
put
no. Hold on.
Home. Put the caps lock on.
The cap lock is still on.
Yeah.
Well, what is it still on for? Here we go. I think this is the one.
You know,
yeah.
I'm not the kind of fella that likes to pin labels on people because usually the labels are not accurate, you know, to put somebody in a bag and try to keep them there. But this fella's had some labels put on him that really did fit, like Entertainer of the Year and Favorite Country Singer and all kinds of things like that.
This
I'd like to
good.
Add another one, too. Good old boy. Ladies and gentlemen, my friend Roy Clark.
He can play it.
And that's what you dream of playing, isn't it?
Yes.
You basically want to be your grandpa.
Yep. Can't. Not talented.
Because that's a lot like what your grandpa did, isn't
sure.
it?
Sure.
That is?
Yes, it's amazing.
See, you're the beneficiary of him spending years alone trying to do this.
Yeah.
Are getting a lot shorter way up there, aren't they, right?
There you go. So I thought I'd play
but you know, I'm looking at this and it's showing all suggested videos. You know, Johnny Cash intro'd him. Oh, look, there's Glenn Campbell and Jerry Reed.
Yeah.
Hey,
oh,
there's Buck Owens. Yep. There's Rodney Dangerfield. All gone.
Yep, dead.
They're all
talent.
Gone.
$7,000. $7,000 minimum trade-in for your clunker, your piece of junk.
You're talking about Naples Nissan?
Sure am.
Seven?
$7,000.
I thought it was a little sweeter than that.
Oh, it is a little sweeter.
Okay.
Because minimum trade towards a brand new Nissan, $7,000 minimum. Yours might be worth more. But what Aaron Walker's going to do...
It won't be worth less is what you're saying.
No, that's $7,000 minimum. Then what Aaron Walker's going to do is he's going to give you a $1,000 Visa gift card. So it all totals up to $8,000, especially with the holidays coming up.
Yeah.
You get the cash for your car, the bomb, towards a new Nissan, plus slip you a little Visa card worth $1,000. Takes it all up to about $8,000.
So, like, right away, you've got a grand on a Visa card. You can go online immediately or go wherever you want and get your Christmas shopping done.
Done. Plus, you get $7,000 for your automobile, which wasn't probably worth $1,500. Yours may be worth more.
So $7,000 is the floor.
Yes, the floor.
You're not going to get less than that.
Nope. You go check them out. Pine Ridge Road,
now,
exit 107 off I-75.
It's got to be in pretty good shape,
nope.
right?
You can drag it in.
Huh.
It could be missing the front seats. The windshield busted out.
Somebody better tell Chad Walker what his dad's up to. Gonna bankrupt that dealership.
Naples Nissan.
You could be our next big winner. But realistically speaking, the odds are overwhelmingly against you. Thanks for listening to the Stan and Haney Show on 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us. Coming up on the show today, we'll play Stan's What's on the List and also our question of the week. Let's take care of the grab bag right now. Brought to you by the Pewter Mug North. You know what? Bear with me, please. It's the end of the year, and we have to re-up for our health insurance and all of this stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Pardon me. I need to call the Beasley's gave me a number to call so I can have my questions answered.
All right.
Everything's going up.
Thank you for calling the Health Insurance Annual Enrollment Helpline. Your call is very important to us, so please stay on the line. In fact, your call is so important, your wait time is just 45 minutes. All of our agents are currently busy with other customers. Please continue to hold. Okay, we only have 2 agents taking calls for the entire network, so you're pretty much screwed. But you have to sign up or you won't be covered. So please stay on the line. Your wait time is now 47 minutes. Thank you for your patience. Your call is very important to us.
Happens every year. Every year. And I get stuck like that. Get a load of this. A British woman in business class got hammered on red wine and went on an epic rant during an Air India flight from Mumbai to London on Saturday. She was mad that they cut her off after 4 mini bottles of wine. She also made it perfectly clear several times during her rant that she was an international criminal lawyer. We broke the bank as far as edits go on this.
I see.
And you treat business class passengers like that, who are international criminal lawyers for Palestinian people. We're actually working for yours, all you. I'm working for all your people, for the whole nation, for you, international criminal lawyer. Don't get any money for it, by the way, but you can't give me a glass of wine. Is that correct? So Air India, and also, you can't give me a wee bottle of wine. International criminal lawyer and a barrister.
Calm down, not that
you will be free court. Give me a bottle of wine and game over. I'm an international criminal lawyer for the Palestinian people. You think I'm scared? You threaten me with bullets? Also Irish Republican Army. You'll be shot. So all you have to do is give me a break. Couldn't do that, could you? You say police are going to touch me at Heathrow Airport. You got another thing coming, yeah? Got it? Everyone got it?
Jeez.
Stan?
Yes.
I believe that was Lindsay Lohan.
It sounds like it could be. Now, she has a British accent. They say she was Irish, but she's British. And she was arrested when the plane landed.
And evidently, the in-flight magazine must have had a feature on Amal Clooney, and that's where she got the idea to be an international criminal lawyer.
We go to a news report from New Jersey. After Sunday's NFL action,
Jets fans probably felt like they needed a drink after last weekend's embarrassing loss to the Bills, but police say a New Jersey man actually blamed his DWI arrest on the Jets. Officers say 57-year-old Chris Grayshock of West Milford was staggering and smelling of alcohol after an accident on Route 23 in Wayne. Police say Grayshock admitted to rear-ending a car, eventually failing a field sobriety test where he stated, I drank too much because the Jets suck. Police then placed him under arrest.
I don't know how they can arrest him.
Yeah.
That's a fact.
Get ready. You know, the holidays are coming out. This is being test marketed, but it's going to be all available, I think, within a year. Yeah, this is going to go national next year, but you might want to have it on your guest list for that special drunk. Keurig has teamed up with Anheuser-Busch to make a Keurig machine for cocktails. The pods are the mixer and the booze, and the Keurig goes and makes it into your favorite cocktail.
Uh-huh.
Now, you think that might be great. The thing is, each pod costs like $4. So you can go to a bar and have one made for you, or you can have the Keurig for roughly, $4 make it for you. It's being test marketed in St. Louis.
What kind of cocktails are they making?
Oh, they got everything. This will make a Cosmo, an Old Fashioned, a Moscow Mule, a Mai Tai, a Margarita, a Mojito, gin and tonic.
Wait a second, a Mojito?
Yeah, a Mojito. So
they're going to put muddled mint in a Keurig
thing? I'm telling you, it's gin and tonic, beer, cider, and 15 other drinks.
Beer. You're going to make your own beer?
I guess so.
That doesn't make any sense.
This is a pod. It's also a cocktail with top shelf ingredients, cooled to just the right temperature, with the perfect amount of bubbles. Meet DrinkWorks by Keurig.
Yeah, it's called DrinkWorks. It's going to be available nationwide in about a year.
And that's a real thing?
It's a real thing. What do they call it? There it is, right there.
No kidding.
About $4 a pod.
So you don't add your own booze.
It's all included. What is that? They call that Movember, where you're supposed to grow your beard and all that stuff.
The only thing I know about growing beards, I learned when I was in professional hockey, Stan. Yeah. And that's when there's a time to grow a beard, and that's called playoffs.
Well, I think in November you're not supposed to shave. No problem, Haney. But you're not supposed to shave.
I was not aware of that.
Yeah. But some problems...
Yet I'm in compliance.
Yep, yes. Some people, Junior's one of them. You might have that what they call the in-between mustache, where it's not growing the way it should.
No, he can grow a mustache and a goatee,
yeah.
But the only thing that'll grow on the sides is just a little patch.
Here's Nick Offerman.
Now, he knows beards.
Helping people along that have what they call the in-between mustache, What are you, trying to grow one? Here you go.
You've heard the taunts. Dirty hipster. Dirty hipster. Carny ride operator. Carny ride operator. Ugly Geraldo. To all of you out there rocking the in-between mustache, we've all been there. But I'm here to tell you, it gets fuller. Stick with it, and soon enough you'll turn your Jack Sparrow into a full Fu Manchu. Your middle school lip dirt into a high-class handlebar. Your POS into a Magnum PI. If you know someone that has an in-between stash, now is the time to give them your support. Let them know, without judgment, that it gets fuller. Whether you are a wife, parent, friend, or child, tell those in-betweeners that it gets fuller. Growing a mustache isn't easy. Nothing incredibly awesome is. But this Movember, let's finish what we start.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. There you go. That's for you, Junior.
See that Jack Sparrow?
Yeah. He's got himself a Jack Sparrow over there. What goes around comes around.
I have never struck a woman. I never will strike a woman. I have been an advocate for women's rights my entire career, and I'm going to continue to be an advocate. I am not going to be intimidated from stopping what I am doing. I am a father to two beautiful,
gotta
smart
defend yourself now,
daughters,
don't you?
Mm. I would never disrespect them.
I believe
by
the women.
Touching a
yep,
woman
I believe
inappropriately
the women.
Or striking a woman. I am looking forward to a full investigation, at which point I am confident that I will be fully exonerated.
I believe the women.
Yep. You know what I
Michael
noticed?
Michael Avenatti was arrested yesterday for domestic violence on a woman. The woman who called in was black and blue. there. They still don't know. Is it his estranged wife? Is it somebody?
It's not his wife.
His wife claims, oh, he never hit. But they still don't have it right on record. They just know. And his claim was initially before he had to do the, she struck me first. Let me tell you something. I believe the women. And he had a bunch of dim events up in the Northeast that were immediately canceled.
I will tell you this. I kind of believe Avenatti.
How do you figure?
That he was set up.
How do you figure?
Well, you remember a couple of weeks ago when Mueller turned stuff over to a DA because he claimed that someone was going around offering money to women to accuse him of rape?
Right.
The same guy.
Oh, is it? Well, they got a victim here, too, I believe the women.
Yep. Well, the same guy went on Twitter and basically claimed to be involved, and Avenatti immediately went, I know what you're up to, and so who knows?
Yeah, he was arrested, charged with felony domestic violence. He posted bail.
But the statement that that you played there from Avenatti?
Yeah.
It sounded
very... That was last night.
It sounded very familiar to me, Stan. And especially at the very beginning, there's a certain cadence to it. And
yes.
It reminds me of a statement I heard years ago that says, I am not gay.
I thought the same thing.
I never have been gay.
Yep.
I have a wide
Senator
stance.
Craig.
Yep, Larry Craig. Wonder if we should be able to find that easily enough to compare them.
I might be able. Let me go to work on that. I might be able to find it.
$299 for this drink machine.
I know.
Each pod's $4 or 16 for four. What a deal.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, you're always better off in bulk. You can get one for $4.
Yeah.
Or it's $16 for four.
Wait a
so
second.
So you save.
Wait, what? here is our friend, and she is our friend, Juliet Lewis. Ranting.
There's something about her.
Yep. Ranting on Instagram about Britney Spears. Our girl going off.
Can't you save us, Britney Spears? Can we be saved? God, why is Satan controlling the universe?
She's right.
There's something about her. She's not, by far, not the most attractive woman.
But there's something there.
But there's something. She has the it factor.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know what it is. And it's like, well, do I...
You realize you're feeling an awful lot like a moth looking at a porch light.
Yep. And you don't know why. If you don't know who Juliet Lewis is, from Dusk Till Dawn,
Natural Born Killers.
Yeah, Natural Born Killers. What was the other one that she was in with De Niro?
Oh, she's been in a bunch.
Yeah. Grab Bag is brought to you by the Pewter Mug North. When we come back, we'll take your phone calls, find out what's on your mind, and we'll tell you a few other things. Things that
make you go, hmm?
Yeah, well, it made me go, hmm, today. I'm telling you, I don't understand this place sometimes. Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
You mean here or the whole universe?
Somewhere in Southwest Florida, an ancient evil stirs. Then Stan and Haney stepped on
darn
it.
Right.
You're welcome. And remember, kids, evil is for pussies. Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
So, here you go, Haney. I found it. Or
yeah,
one of them.
Because the cadence is just exactly the same. Here. It's almost like he studied it.
Let's see.
Please let me apologize to my family, friends, and staff, and fellow Idahoans for the cloud placed over Idaho. I did nothing wrong at the Minneapolis airport. I did nothing wrong, and I regret the decision to plead guilty and the sadness that decision has brought on my wife, my family, friends, staff, and fellow Idahoans. And for that, I apologize.
Let me see which one I got here.
Because he is not gay, he never has.
To Idahoans, I represent, to my staff, my Senate colleagues, but most importantly, to my wife and my family, I apologize for what I have caused. I am deeply...
Senator Craig.
Thank you all very much for coming out today.
Yeah, now if only you would.
Let me be clear. I am not gay. I never have been gay.
Senator, wait, hold on. Never. That's a rather reckless statement.
Technically, if you ever watched a Barbara Streisand movie, you were temporarily gay.
Bruce Willis can't even make a claim like that.
I will read a statement. Because I am not gay.
Yeah, right.
That's what my cousin used to say. Then he went out and bought a bunch of Clay Aiken records.
First, please let me apologize to my family and fellow Idahoans for the cloud placed over Idaho.
You have taken, Senator, several opportunities to say, come out point blank and say, I am not a homosexual. Mm-hmm. Which raises two questions in my mind. One of them, and you're going to have to forgive me for this. Are you technically not a homosexual? Is it possible you're bisexual?
It's no to both.
The other question is, do you think it would be something that would be awful? In other words, do you view it as something that would be awful to have to admit that you were gay?
I don't agree with the lifestyle, and I've said so by my votes over the years and by my expressions. Have I viewed it as awful? I viewed it as a lifestyle I don't agree with.
You wouldn't view it as one as something that would be a source of great shame if you had to admit it.
I'm not sure that I've ever looked at anyone else's sex life as...
Suzanne, did you ask him the tough questions?
Absolutely.
Let me just come...
the tough questions. Oh, let's see. Yes, hold on. There you go.
I am not gay. I am not gay.
Never have been gay.
I am not gay. I never have been gay.
Now that's... Let's listen to the Avenatti thing here. And you're going to see it's the same cadence.
My state of mind and the context.
When you're short on your dough, you can't stand.
I have never struck a woman. I never will strike a woman.
It's exactly there.
I am not gay.
Never have been.
I am not gay. I never have been gay.
Struck a woman. I never will strike a woman.
Exactly. Sounds very... The cadence...
And you heard it right
exactly
away, too, didn't you?
I most certainly did.
I am not gay. I never have been gay.
Okay.
A lot of people thought it would have sufficed if he just said he wasn't gay, but... Then he had to double down and say he never has been gay.
I have never struck a woman. I never will strike a woman.
Yep.
I am not gay. I never have been gay.
That's
now the
enough.
Question is, who do we believe here?
Who do we believe? I believe the women. 277-9600. You want to talk to us? Feel free. You contribute. You could get a prize. We've got Taste of Anita for this weekend. Naples Nissan 3-day car rental. Babacu Saw. Pewter Mug North. Subway. You can also see the band Ghost in Miami Beach if you want tickets to that. 277-9600. Phone lines open. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, this is Chris.
Hey, Chris.
Hi, I just want to tell you guys about a free concert coming up at FSW.
Yeah.
Okay, it's Tuesday night. They have the concert band. They just had the jazz concert. My son goes to the school and they had a great jazz concert.
Oh, they're very good. When they do that kind of stuff, it's great.
So the next one is this Tuesday night at 7:30. And I just thought your listeners might want to know. It's free. No tickets needed. You just show up at the Barber B Man.
Well, what are they? They got a theme or what are they playing?
Well, the last one was the jazz concert. Now this is the concert band. So it's a 30-piece orchestra.
Huh.
Yeah, that stuff's pretty
fantastic.
Awesome. I appreciate that. And thanks for spreading the word.
If you've never experienced it, an ensemble like that live is a different animal.
Yes, it is. It's awesome.
It's more. It's not just hearing it. You. It's hard to explain, but it's an experience.
277-9600. Ahoy, who's this? Ahoy.
Yes, it's Pete.
Yeah, Pete.
Yeah. No, I just wanted to say I got a bone-in pork shoulder and smothered it in a barbecue sauce and put it in a crock pot for about 4 hours. It is the best on my
week. You're darn right it is. God bless you. We were talking about
you went through a big crock pot phase.
Yeah, I still use the crock pot. I love the
pork picnic was your thing, wasn't it?
Get yourself a half pork picnic and cook that baby in the crock pot for 8 hours. Oh, you got to go to work. You turn it on before you leave to go to work. Come back home. You got pulled pork. Put some of the saw on there. Delicious. We were talking earlier about Juliet Lewis.
Yeah.
There's something about her. Some guy just texted. I've never seen it. Juliet Lewis is on the HBO show called Camping, and she's totally nude every week.
Really? Well, it sounds like her.
Yeah, it sounds like something that she's capable of. Totally nude every week. I did not know that.
And what's it called?
It's called Camping. And she's totally nude every week. Where can you find 277-9600. You grab that for me?
Can you hit some more, Larry Craig?
I just canceled it out.
Aw, damn you.
I just canceled it out.
But, so awesome that years later we were able to find a reason to play that again.
Yeah, is he alive or dead? Senator Larry Craig.
He disappeared.
Yeah, he's
you never heard from him again.
Completely off the radar. All of his children were adopted, too, by the way. He had children. Talks about his family.
Yeah.
But it was adopted children. And his wife stood next to him, proud. But I don't know what happened to him. He was part of the singing senators, wasn't he, Annie?
Yes, he was.
In the Navy.
What is Larry Craig doing now? Let's see. Effects of Scandal, Hard to Shake.
Yeah, you're darn right.
This is from 2015.
Oh, that's 3 years ago, over 3 years ago. I just want to know if he's alive or dead. You alive?
Well, this is...
Hold on. Ahoy, who's this?
Chris.
Hey, Chris.
I just was hearing your station a couple weeks ago about about that disease that he had.
What?
I had it, and...
What? Had? What did you have? What did you have?
Come on.
All right, you got to do that, don't you? You're an idiot. Jennifer Garner as well on Camping. Last week, oh, that's baloney. She's in some kind of shower scene in Camping, full nude. I don't believe it.
I've never heard of the show.
Neither have I. Do some investigating on that, Junior.
In 2011, CNN's Dana Bash ran into Larry Craig in the Capitol,
yeah,
and reported that Craig was working as a lobbyist and seemed cheerful.
Sure. Jolly.
Frolicking.
Walking at a trot. Skipping.
In September 2014, a federal judge ruled that Craig had to pay a $242,000 fine
Whoa.
For misuse of campaign funds. needing cash while trying to get his guilty plea reversed. A desperate gambit cost a pile of money and dipped in to his campaign coffers for that.
Yeah. Still doesn't say in 2018 if what's going on with him. Is there a wiki?
No, that's 2015.
Is there a wiki on him?
Yeah, but that could say anything.
Well, down to the end, it'll tell you what he's doing now.
It says he's alive, I guess.
Okay, good. Good.
Tells us that he was not a candidate for re-election.
Yeah. Good.
Craig subsequently co-founded the consulting firm New West Strategies and became a lobbyist.
Yeah, and a family man.
Always has been.
Yeah. Those of you who don't know what we're talking about, he was arrested in a Minneapolis airport for soliciting sex
from a gay
from a police officer.
Yeah.
And apparently, and I don't know this, but there was like the officer believed it was code because Larry Craig
had
he
said he had a wide stance.
Yeah, and had his foot and was tapping his foot, which was an indication in the other stall at the airport that he was game.
And before you think, oh, they were out to get this guy. No, the reason there was an undercover cop there was because the complaints were so numerous about this particular restroom.
At the airport.
Like, it was known this particular restroom is where you go.
And so Senator Craig went in there claiming a wide stance, which is why the undercover officer saw his tapping foot. And he initially pled guilty. And then tried to withdraw his guilty plea.
Because he just couldn't take it.
And had all kinds of press bringing out his, mortified wife and his adopted children.
Yep. How could I be gay? I have children.
I have a family. But he's alive. What's the last entry on the wiki? That he works with this firm?
Yeah, that he's a lobbyist. Hi, do you remember me?
I'm Larry Craig.
I'm not gay. I never have been gay.
We're going to take...
Who talks like that?
I don't know. He was part of the Singing Senators.
And think about that. As far as they can tell, you know, you can question his effectiveness as a senator or whatever... But he hadn't done anything legally wrong until that restroom.
Yes.
And it changed everything.
Yes.
Because then he went and violated the campaign finance rules trying to cover for that.
Junior, did you find anything about a show on HBO called Camping?
Yes, I found a little bit.
And is there such a show?
Well, that was a good answer, yeah, Junior.
Found a little bit. Is there?
Yeah, I did.
I found a little bit. Is it a show on HBO?
It is a show on HBO.
And what is it
is
about?
Is Juliet Lewis nude?
I saw a picture, yeah.
You're being very uninformative to two curious people in this room.
I need to do more research.
When is it on? Who's in it? I see Jennifer Garner's in it.
What's it about?
I see Juliet.
Camping?
Are they camping? Are they all these Hollywood starlets going around nude? What do you know?
Jennifer Garner, David Tennant, not so happily married couple, a meticulously planned outdoor trip to celebrate Walt's 45th birthday.
Is it a movie?
It's a show, I think.
It's a show. So it's a show. It's not a documentary?
No.
I'm told a lot of wine drinking. I'm told a lot of nudity. I'm told Jennifer Garner has one hell of a shower scene.
I thought it was Juliet Lewis.
She's in it, too. Totally nude every week, I'm told. Now, what can you tell me?
Well, that's it. They just go on a camping trip and celebrate some dude's birthday.
Is it one episode or multiple episodes?
Five episodes.
Five episodes?
Yes.
How many is Juliet Lewis in?
I don't know. I'm assuming all of them.
Did he just say that?
Yes, he did.
Do you want to do it or do I have to?
What happens when you assume something? What happens? You make an ass out of you and me.
I need to do more research.
HBO shows.
Looking
camping.
At pictures of naked ladies is not research, or at least shouldn't be at this point of your life.
Can somebody out there tell me that they've seen this show on HBO camping with Juliette Lewis?
Well, somebody brought it up in the first place.
Yeah. The hell? But I got a link here on images. Oh, let's see what I get. No, we're blocked. I'd like answers. Never mind. I'll have to do it on my free time. Jeez.
Or Larry Craig.
Yep, poor Larry Craig. Toe tapping, and I can't even find out if Juliette Lewis is in a show called Camping. Co-starring former Senator Larry Craig. Toe tapping. He's a family man. We're going to take a break. We're going to give you a chance to win. We're going to play Stands What's on the List. And figure out what this show Camping is. Is it on now? Can I set my DVR to it? Do you have any answers?
He's doing research.
Right. Gave him about 10 minutes. We'll be back. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Stan and Haney. Don't worry. They're only doing their C-list material right now. It'll get better.
You don't know that.
96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us this afternoon. It's Thursday, about 30 minutes away from your first look at traffic, news headlines with Mark Haney, 4 o'clock fluffer, your emails, an hour away from our question of the week. We will pose that question to you, and you will have the answer for us because only you have the right answer. Absolute Law text line. Oh, boy, this camping thing. It just takes simple research. That's all it takes. Absolute Law text line. Guys, camping is on HBO Sundays at 10 p.m., if Junior hadn't told you yet. Yes, camping is real. It's on HBO. It's crazy. It's funny. Watch it. Absolute Law text line. Guys, tell Junior to go wash his hands after that so-called research.
Mm-hmm. Well, and he was just showing me what Tinder's all about.
Oh. You're on Tinder?
Yeah, I got Tinder.
All right.
And he's not picky.
I throw out a wide net.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Zito and I were talking. I can't imagine if such a thing existed when we were in play.
Oh, forget it. Forget it.
But I'm looking at him.
He's proud of it.
And he swipes right on everything.
Yeah, here we go. Oh, that's look at this thing. Yes.
I guess that's what you do.
Yeah, you swipe.
If you want to bang him.
Yeah, you swipe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This ain't about dating.
No, it's about doing. And, yeah. He, from what you're telling me, he standards very low.
Oh, yeah, because I was making certain comments, as you can imagine what they might have been.
Sure.
And I think my standards are slightly lower than yours.
Yeah, okay. All right.
Because anything short of a supermodel, you're not interested.
Yeah, I'll swipe no.
Yeah. I try to be somewhat reasonable, where right. It would be, she could have been a supermodel if it weren't for this one tiny flaw.
Right, and then
that
you
you'll
go,
pick
yeah,
up on. Right. You'll say, like, her ears are too large.
Yeah, no.
But I'm looking at him.
Yeah.
And he is swiping right yeah. on all of the colors of the rainbow, yeah. all shapes and sizes.
Three teeth and slack jaw.
Yep.
Yes.
Is that just what it is with the youth now? You just don't care what they look like?
No, you throw out a wide net, and then you throw away the bad fish.
How about meeting somebody face-to-face?
Well, yeah, it leads up to that.
Do you know he has what he thinks is the most brilliant line, and he will tell it to anybody that will listen?
A pickup line?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not even really like a pickup line.
But he's so proud of it.
Yeah, what is it?
When you're talking to them, and then like you.
Now, where's the setting? I got to picture this in my head.
I'm just at home on my phone.
You're at home on your phone. Oh,
on Tinder messaging.
And then somebody bites back on a swipe.
Well, yeah, and then you're talking, and it's like,
Does that ever happen to you? Does somebody.
Does that ever happen?
I don't know.
It's happened.
Does it happen where they swipe you too?
Yeah.
And then what happens then?
Then it says, like, you've made a match.
Okay, you made a match.
And then you can talk to each other. It's like, then you start talking,
texting.
Yeah.
On
Messenger,
Tinder.
Yeah.
Okay.
Then
what's your line?
I start talking to them, like, oh, we should hang out sometime. Like, how about tonight? All right, well, we'll hang out tonight. I'm going to take a nap first. And then she says, I want to take a nap too. Well, why don't you come over?
And has that worked?
Yes. Multiple times.
All right, hey.
That's his gold mine right there.
Yeah, I'm glad you bring this up because this is our game of Stan's What's on the
List.
You're
telling me I should get involved in this?
No, sir.
No, sir.
Going to give you a chance to win a prize. It could be Taste of Bonita for this weekend, Naples Nissan rental car, Babacu Saw, Pewter Mug North, the band Ghost down in Miami Beach, or Subway. Pick a prize if you guess something on this list. A survey was recently done of couples who have gone out on a first date. I have the top 10 topics which you should never bring up on a first date. You want to ruin it? Bring up one of these topics. Top 10 topics you never bring up on a first date. Let's play Stan's What's on the List. Yes, we're going to go, and I'll take the calls cold. And if they guess something on the list, they're going to win a prize. Recent survey done, they asked couples. Top 10 are on the list. Top things you should not talk about on a date. First date. You're meeting, you're going to go, hey, let's go have some dinner. Let's go meet up. Let's hang out. You should never talk about these things on a first date. Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, this is Alan.
Alan, how are you, buddy? You should not bring up anything like this on a first date. What do you think's on the list?
Past relationships.
yes, number two on the list. Do not bring up past relationships, especially why they failed. But yeah, you are absolutely right. Number two on the list. What would you like?
Pewter Mug.
Done. Hold on.
Does it snow in Houston?
Sure, it can snow in Houston.
But Houston's on the Gulf, isn't it?
I think it can snow.
It's evidently snowing now.
Past relationships. Don't bring it up. Nine left. Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, guys, this is Ryan.
Ryan, what do you think's on here? You should never bring these topics up on a first date. Give me one of them.
How about politics?
Yep, number eight on the list. Politics.
See, I don't think just simply saying make America great again should count
as
political.
Ryan, what would you like?
You got a pewter mug, Ralph?
Yeah, I got a pewter mug. Hold the line.
Thanks.
Another pewter mug.
And you said it's going to get cold here, too.
Yeah, we got a little cold snap going.
How cold is it going to get?
I think one night it's going to be in the 50s.
But that'll be the coldest?
Yeah, and then it's low 60s for a couple of days.
Okay.
Highs, in the 70s.
Is it going to keep the humidity up? Or?
Yeah, no, nice, great weather.
See, it's not bad as long as it's dry. If it's a wet cold, that's the worst.
Past relationships, politics. Eight more. I'm looking at this list. I look at it and I say, then what the hell are you supposed to talk about when you meet somebody for the first time? What the hell are you supposed to talk about? There's virtually everything here is something that you would talk about, but don't talk about them because they won't like you.
No. And it's... you can't let them know who you really are either.
No. I found that out. I got proof in that.
Well, I know it's been done to me.
Ahoy, ahoy, who's this?
Hi, this is Randy.
Randy, are you talking to us on a speakerphone?
Yeah.
I would give you your, because you ain't
sure,
driving right
sure
now.
Sure would appreciate
sure
it.
Sure would appreciate it. You pick up the receiver on this end.
How's that?
Not as good. What's on the list? I got already got politics, your past relationships, especially if it failed.
How about religion?
Number four on the list. Don't talk about religion.
Well, don't you need to know?
You know, not on a first date. Apparently not. What do you want, buddy?
Rental car.
Yeah, we can set that up for you. Yeah, you over 21 and have a clean driving record? Never mind. Hold on. I think they might ask you that. I don't know. It's 59 in Houston right now, Haney.
It said it's snowing there.
Your past relationships, especially if they failed, religion, politics.
Well, if they didn't fail, what are you doing?
Yep. Oh, not if they, why they failed.
Oh, all right.
Ahoy, who's this? Ahoy, it's you. Bye. Ahoy, who's this?
Hello, Tyler.
Tyler, we got past relationships and why they failed. We have religion. We have politics. You never talk about this on a first date.
Alrighty.
What is it?
Let me think. I can't think.
Oh, bummer. 277.
No, they say earliest snowfall ever observed in Houston.
Yeah, but they've had snow, Haney.
By a full 10 days, the previous earliest trace snow was 1979.
Yep.
Remember it just doesn't. It seems like it'd be too far south.
I don't know. Apparently. Ahoy, who's this?
Bobby.
Hey.
Money.
Money? You don't talk about money. Let me see. Hold on.
By the way, you should know. I'm not rich.
That did not make the top 10. I think, you know, we're going. You're talking money on a first date as soon as you say, let's go Dutch. That's what Junior says a lot on the first date after a Tinder.
Yeah.
Let's go Dutch.
It just makes me think about old Dutch salad dressing.
Oh, and I got a surprise for you during the mailbag. Got a surprise for Mark Haney about old Dutch salad dressing.
I speak the truth.
No, well, okay. This is gonna just help you if you insist on old Dutch. Save it for, it's about a half hour from now. All questions will be answered about old Dutch salad dressing.
You bastard! Show some respect.
Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, ahoy, it's Rob from Naples.
What's your first name, Rob?
Rob.
All right, Rob, what do you think is on this list? We have religion, politics, your past relationships. What should you never talk about on a first date?
How about the health problem?
Hold on. Health problems... Not necessarily on the list, no.
Not necessarily.
No. You can go and stretch it out, maybe. All right, you know what? I'm going to give you... let's do one more, and then I'll give you the list. Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, it's Jim. Ahoy.
Jim, what do you think's on here? You're our last one, then I'm going to reveal all answers. What do you think you should never talk about on a first date?
STDs.
What did he say?
STDs.
That would fall in about health. No, and I can't give it to you. You know what? If you got a STD and it's in full bloom, what are you doing going out on a date in the first place?
Yeah. Well, you know, she can probably see the moaner.
Yep. All right, here. Survey done. Asking couples what you should never bring up on a first date. I'll start with 10, go to number 1. Incidentally, nobody got number 1 on the list. Number 10, should never talk about it, whether you want kids or not. Don't bring up kids. It's a first date. What are you bringing up kids? Number 9, very important, Junior. Do not disclose to them, even if you did it, the fact that you Googled them and did some research on them before your first date. In other words, you were ghosting them. And
so it's best not to be honest.
Yeah, you're telling, you know, hey, I just want to let you know, Barb, I Googled you and I found out all about your Facebook friends and your Instagram account. My God, I do want to go out with you. Well, she ain't going to be there. Number 8, politics. Number 7, do not bring up any drama that is currently going on in your life. Oh, man, I got these people that banging at my door all night long. Caught my daughter with it. Don't bring it up. Don't bring it up.
Number. And I said to them, it'll be a cold day in hell.
Number 6. If you're in a restaurant, don't try to be tough about it and start complaining about the service and, I'm going to get it done right.
God.
All of that.
I told you, my friend's brother's wife was the worst because she, managed a chain restaurant. So anytime we went out to eat, she had to make a big show of sending everything back.
No complaints about the restaurant that you're at, and
one time she even insisted on sending my stuff back. No, you shouldn't accept that. No.
Yep, I know him.
And it's like, stop it. I just want to eat.
By the way, Haney, since 1881, it has snowed 94 times in Houston.
It just never occurred to me. I guess if you're from there, you'd know that, or you've been through there, but I don't think I've ever been to Houston, and it seems far enough south that it wouldn't snow.
Huh? Number 5, do not divulge any of your insecurities that you have on a first date.
Why not?
They say you shouldn't do it.
So you should just be less than truthful.
Yeah. I get really anxious and nervous around a crowd of people like here in this restaurant. At this club, I'm very insecure about this.
You know, I don't have the best track record when it comes to women. Well, and I imagine you understand why that is, because they're all crazy and capable of anything. What would you like?
Yup, exactly. Number 4, religion. Number 3, do not tell your date how long it's been since you last had sex.
Ah, can you believe it?
I might be getting lucky tonight. You know, it's been 6 months. What? Junior, remember that one, okay?
Nap. He is so proud of that.
Yeah, I know. Well, why don't we... You're taking a nap? I'm taking a nap. Well,
I like naps. I like naps, too.
Number 2 was guest. Do not bring up your past relationships, especially why they failed. Number 1... Do not bring up your past sexual experiences or sex in general. You know, I had this chick about 6 months ago. Boy, I tell you, you anything like her?
Boy, you're lucky I met her because she showed me this thing.
Yeah, you don't talk about it.
Now, at first you might say, hey, back off, that's too intense. Just give in to it.
We're going to take a break when we come back. Traffic, news headlines, 4 o'clock fluffer, emails. Later on in the 4 o'clock hour, our question of the week. We're Stan and Haney.
We live our lives according to the biblical principle that it is far better to give than to receive. And the management here at Beasley is just fine with that arrangement.
Yeah.
Stan and Haney on 96K-Rock.
Sure are. Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us this afternoon. Greatly appreciated. We're going to get you updated on traffic here in just a second. News headlines with Mark Haney. 4 o'clock fluffer, your emails 30 minutes away from our question of the week. It's not a yes or no answer. It's your story. We'll have it for you. Let's get you updated. Oh, by the way, before I do that.
Yes, sir.
Something I wanted to talk about. Haney and I, for probably the last 3.5, maybe 4 years, had been begging this company to...
Hey, that's a little personal.
Yeah, well, not that. This is a different begging.
Oh.
We had begged the company for probably the last 3 or 4 years. we would like a Stan and Haney t-shirt. Now, we have six other radio stations, and they get supplies. You go into the t-shirt area where they have the prizes and stuff. Stacks of t-shirts. Now, hold on. You don't know what happened. It's good for us, but they learn their lesson.
But you know the problem that they have is all the other people that work here, they hate us because...
Yeah, I know.
When they come to work, they have to drive down Stan and Haney Boulevard.
And I've heard that, too.
How come I don't have a street?
Right. Well, when you put in 28 years, let us know. But every radio, stacks of shirts. And, well, when are you going to do the Stan and Haney shirt? Well, we've done K-Rock shirts, but not Stan. Just do the Stan and Haney shirts.
Please.
So, to their credit, they did a phenomenal Stan and Haney shirt.
It's the best Stan and Haney shirt ever.
Was the best.
What?
So, I go into the supply office where they have just stacks of shirts.
Mm-hmm.
Now, about 2 weeks ago, they came up with Stan and Haney t-shirts. Gorgeous. First time in years. So there was a listener that had come up front and wanted to know, can they get a signed Stan and Haney t-shirt because their prize wasn't there and they made the trip down.
And I'm hoping that the answer was, well, sure.
Absolutely. Go into the t-shirt room. Gone. Every one of the allotted supply of Stan and Haney t-shirts were gone. They were in such high demand. Events that we've been doing the past couple of weeks, they've had them. They've gone like hotcakes. Completely gone of Stan and Haney t-shirts.
We just got them.
Gone. Everybody else's t-shirts, you know, 2 feet deep.
But any, we just got them in.
Any size you want. Yep. All gone. They went. They were in such high demand. Gone. I've been told that in 2 weeks' time, there should be another order coming in. So for 3.5 years, they wouldn't do a shirt for us. They finally do. It was nice. They're gone. They went that fast.
Proud of those shirts.
Yeah, wouldn't you go and say if you were management around here, well, you know what? Maybe we should print more of those. They're the ones that people want.
Yeah, because you have plenty of the others.
Plenty. You could go and if Dave didn't have a place to sleep, you could lay those t-shirts into a big mattress.
Mm-hmm.
Don't ask for a Stan and Haney one. They're gone. Put your thinking cap on that. And we're worried about people being jealous. Well, I don't have a road named. You know what?
You know, that never occurred to me until it was brought to my attention.
Correct.
I'm like, really? They're resentful of that.
Yep.
I feel like we earned that one.
Me too. And a lot of hard work to make it happen.
And as far as jealousy of us, I don't think we've taken anything that doesn't belong to us.
Ever. Ever.
Because that's kind of a big deal to me.
Yep.
You don't take things that don't belong to you.
Like a dinosaur book.
Yep. I apologize to Joey and his grandmother, Stan. What else do you want me to do? I thought...
And it was a nice book.
It was the best dinosaur book I've ever seen, and it was going to be thrown out. Yep. And
you saved it in actuality.
Yeah. If I hadn't taken that dinosaur book, it was going to be thrown away. Where's the thank you?
None. You have to be made to feel bad.
Yep.
Disabled vehicle, North Fort Myers.
And his grandmother yelled at my mom.
Pondella, how dare her? Pondella Road and North Cleveland Avenue. Alva, named after the flower, not Thomas Edison.
I should have never taken that dinosaur book. Benny just wouldn't have had it.
Crash, River Road, and State Road 31. That's
but Stan, it was such a great dinosaur book.
I understand that. Fort Myers, Crash, Metro Parkway, right by Miller Bearings Division. There's injuries out there as well. And we got a crash. 5th Street at the Lighthouse Island Resort.
It had a picture of a brontosaurus. You'd swear it was real.
Yep, because we know what they look like.
I do know what they look like.
I do, too.
Because we went on a field trip to Sugar Mill Gardens, and yep. I saw them all. Coming up in less than an hour on the news, we will have some things for you you did not know.
All right.
We will have the stores offering the best and worst deals on Black Friday, or as we like to call it, BF.
Yep.
Huh. Today is National Clean Out the Fridge Day.
Is it? Missed a few of those.
Yeah. And there's a survey here that has some of the things people have located deep in the fridge.
Oh, sure. Sure.
Well, the jury is in. Men with facial hair are far more attractive than men without it.
They say you got to keep it groomed, though.
No, you don't.
Yes.
You will be shocked.
Okay. All right.
A drunk driver claims it's not his fault. It's the fault of the New York Jets sucking so hard.
Yep.
And finally, a man crashed his truck into the courthouse so he could report his drug paraphernalia had been stolen. These stories and much, much more unfortunate nonsense coming your way in less than an hour on the news.
Mark, thank you. Laughter.
But the Jets suck so hard. You brought it up the other day. Seems like ancient history with the New York Sack Exchange.
Yep. Joe Kleck owning the gang.
Yep.
Mark.
Stan.
Junior.
Amy.
Honey, I'm home.
Bye.
What?
There's a lot going on there.
It sure was.
Well, I'm sure everyone's well aware, and by my actions, I've shown my awareness. Today is the American Cancer Society's Great American Smokeout.
Sure is.
That's a risk you chose to take.
Yep, that's what I was told.
With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
tips for quitting smoking.
Top tips for quitting smoking.
Whichever hand you generally smoke with, cut it off. Be tough and just quit cold turkey.
Yeah.
Or if you're a millennial, that means cold tofu.
Oh, God.
Seek support from your coworkers and try to ignore the fact they bear some responsibility in your habit.
Don't you know it? You shut up.
Make a commitment to only smoke things that give you a buzz and cause you to crave pizza and Funyuns.
All right, Jabba.
Now, just think about it. Wouldn't it be nice to walk up a flight of stairs without wheezing like dial-up internet?
It's tough when you have a producer that's a warzy.
Yeah.
Man.
I've just about had enough of you.
Remind yourself of the benefits. For instance, you'll probably end up looking a lot like Ray Liotta in the Chantix commercial. Hi, I'm Ray Liotta, and I'm so damned happy I quit smoking.
Yeah, yeah.
My life is so much better now.
Yeah, watch me read a script. And he's got that in that commercial. He's reading a script with an S-eaten grin on his face like it's good. And then he'll show you, they'll have another clip where there's a peon worker around there and he's got his arm around him like, yep. he's a regular guy.
Yep. Now that he doesn't smoke.
Right, he can talk to the normal people.
Yep. And finally, the very top tip for quitting smoking.
Yes.
Change your name to Count Von Douchebag and start vaping.
Mama.
And that, my friends, is the 4 o'clock.
Helmet has left the building.
That's it, baby.
Email ahoy@stanandhaney.com. That's how you can get a hold of us and maybe get your email read on the air. Ahoy@stanandhaney.com.
Okay.
Oh, stick pin. This is from Austin. Ahoy, guys. First, please give me a stick pin. My wife and I moved up to Somerville, South Carolina, at the beginning of the year from Fort Myers. We still listen. Somerville, South Carolina.
Well, we hate to lose you, but we're glad you're taking us with you.
And please let me remind everyone, if you're going to do shopping on Amazon, do it through the Stan and Haney page for the holidays.
How about that?
Yep. Go to stanandhaney.com. You'll see the Amazon icon. Click it. It'll take you to Amazon. Make it your favorite. And then do your shopping as normal. It costs you nothing. And it shows the Amazon people that you came from the Stan and Haney page. And we get a couple of nibbles there to keep it going. And that's exactly how that page stays alive, mm-hmm. by what comes to through Amazon. This is from Mark. Mark writes, Stan and Haney, I have found a relaxing way now to continue enjoying the show, and I'd like to share this with you, Stan. Each year, by November and December, I accumulate vacation days that I lose if I don't take them. Unfortunately, it isn't possible for me to take a week at a time, so I've been taking Fridays off. When I say Fridays, I really mean Fridays. This way, I can enjoy the show all week without the threat of Dave ruining the last day of my week.
Right on.
So you, Stan, might want to consider this when negotiations come around again with the Beasleys. Ask for your Fridays or Fridays off.
I'd love it.
Even though I feel strongly Dave is sealing his departure and will finally be booted from the building, it's not going to be soon enough for your health, Stan. We all would hate to see you wheeled away with drool on your chin and a twitch. Did you really need a doctor to tell you your problem? The problem is staring at you in the face. Hey, bro, dude, man, are you kidding me? What other silly saying does he have? Signed, Mark.
Love it.
Mark, what would shock you is that Dave is beloved at the highest level of yep, this company.
Because he amuses them. You remember like Caesar or the Roman Colosseum, and he'd sit there and watch gladiators kill themselves.
Mm-hmm.
It's not because they liked the gladiator. It's because it amused Caesar.
Mm-hmm.
This one here amuses me. Fight!
Yep. Court jester.
Yep. All right, Haney. I told you. Wait till the old email.
Dutch. Best salad dressing you'd ever have.
Get ready. Get a pen. Get a pen out. Guys, maybe this will make Mark Haney feel a little better. He should try making a batch of Old Dutch sweet and sour salad dressing. There's actually a recipe for it. Time, 15 minutes. Difficulty, easy. Ingredients: 1 cup water, 3/4 cup sugar, 1/4 cup white vinegar, 1/2 teaspoon of salt, 1/2 teaspoon of paprika, 1/4 teaspoon black pepper, 1/4 teaspoon pumpkin pie spice, 1/2 teaspoon onion powder, 1/2 teaspoon garlic powder. In a small saucepan, heat the water, the sugar, stirring until the sugar is dissolved. Remove heat, let cool for 10 minutes or until cool enough to pour in food processor or blender. In food processor with blade or blender, add all the ingredients with sugar and water. Blend for 30 seconds, store in the refrigerator, ready to use.
I just want to buy some Old Dutch.
Nope. There you go. That's the only way you can do it now. That is the only way.
You owe Old Dutch an apology.
Yeah, well, when I see him, I'll apologize. But apparently, he's not around anymore. Rob writes, "Ahoy, gentlemen. I heard your show on the podcast that you guys were talking about past beer commercials. My favorite in the past was the Real Men of Genius commercials."
Mm-hmm.
"You used to play a version of that. I would love to hear them on the radio again. Is there any chance you guys can play them? All the best, signed Rob." I can probably find one.
God knows we had enough of them.
Ladies and gentlemen, The Guardian.
Jesus.
By the way, Broward met the deadline. Palm Beach County gave up. They didn't even try to make it to the deadline. They just told everybody, walk away from the machines. They're not counting them right. The Guardian writes, "Oh, hey, gentlemen. Guys, I find some of the things that come out of the left's leaders' mouths just downright ridiculous. Just saw Nancy Pelosi thank all the people, of all people, Al, the lying POS Sharpton."
Jesus.
"For helping the left get control of the House. Now, I don't know how much he did, but she acted like he was out front. Of course, it may be that I have an intense dislike for that Mac Daddy. Now, I just heard some leftist House member say that Trump was to blame for the length of the Mueller investigation. And why? Because he won't respond to his questions. Well, to the best of my knowledge, he did say he would answer questions in the written form. Besides, who in their right mind would fall into this trap? Started out as BS, still BS. This is going to go down as the most wasteful investigation in history. Not of just time, but just think how much of our money was flushed down the drain. I'm not sure what the amount is, but 6 months ago it was $17 million. That's our money, folks, that's been wasted for no reason. All because of lying, cheating, bribery, and hate for a man who has saved this country. But that's just my opinion. Signed, The Guardian."
He's done it again!
Our question of the week is next. We're Stan and Haney.
Our show is like a big party. A party in your ears. And we're all coming. Stan and Haney on 96K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us. Mark Haney in the news in about 30 minutes. Question of the week coming up here in just a second. But yeah, it's Thursday, as I like to call it, Friday Eve. We're going to get you updated on traffic here in just a second, but we do this every Thursday at this time. We pose to you our question of the week. It is not a yes or no answer. It's your answer, the right answer. It's going to trigger a thought or a story in your mind, and you can feel free to tell us your answer. This question we asked probably about 3 or 4 years ago, and it was one of those where, because people love to tell this, where we could have taken calls all day. And so I'll pose it again since next week is Thanksgiving, and a lot of us are going to be on the roads visiting friends and family and
over the river and through the woods.
Yeah. I'm not talking about going on a family trip and stopping off at the Chevron Motel or the Viceroy Motel or, you know, let's take it easy and let's go at a decent pace.
The Viceroy?
Yeah. Remember the Viceroy? That was a two-star.
Yeah. You know, it had a nice lounge.
Yep.
Red Naugahyde.
Yeah. And a lot of that wood paneling.
Yep.
And cinder block rooms. Solid.
Yep. John McCullough and his wife.
Yep. Very simple question of the week. What is the furthest you have ever driven without stopping? What's the furthest you've ever driven? I was talking to...
I think I know the answer for you.
I think you might. I was talking to Matt Mangus out in the hallway, and he drove 20 hours straight from Florida up to New York. And he looked at it as a bonding time with a family member. I could also look at it as hell time, and you're at somebody's throat.
Mm-hmm.
But some people, you know what? Some people love to drive, and they no stopping. What, motel? Hold over for the night? It's okay if you have to go to a choke and puke and get yourself something to eat and use the restroom. But I'm talking about driving straight through. What's the furthest you have driven without stopping? We're going. We're going to get gas. We'll stop and get some burgers, but we're not stopping for the night. 277-9600. We'll take your calls as soon as we're finished with traffic here.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
A couple of things on the board. We will start in Lehigh Acres. Got a crash at the 4600 block of Lee Boulevard. Fort Myers, crash, Parr Boulevard at the hub at Shell Point. And they're still working. There was injuries, this crash at the Lighthouse Island Resort. That's 1051 5th Street. And you are up to date. Another traffic update right before more Caney in the news. Question of the week, the holidays, a lot of people going to be on the road. You're an endurance driver, or you like to think at one point in time you could do it. What's the furthest you have ever driven without stopping? Yeah, we'll consider gas and grabbing a bite to eat, using the restroom, but there's no pulling in for the night and get a fresh start in the morning. What's the furthest you have ever driven without stopping? Me, Haney knows this. Indianapolis to Melbourne, Florida. I was in Chicago. This was around, what year was that? 1990. And did a quick jump from Chicago to Indy to go to the Indianapolis Zoo. Had to get home. No more money left. Enough for gas, gotta get home. And went straight, no stopping, from Indianapolis to Melbourne, Florida. And I'm telling you, when you're going through Orlando and you're up in Cocoa, still going down 95, you are begging to be home.
Mm-hmm.
You are begging to be home. So that's for me, Indianapolis to Melbourne, Florida.
I didn't think that was it. I didn't know about that one.
Oh, yeah. Which one did you think?
I thought it was when you and Al Burke drove to Georgia and back.
No, that was a piece of cake. That was and we switched off driving.
Can you explain to me how that started? You and Al Burke.
He wanted to go back to Pennsylvania, where he started from. And he said, that's it. He said, let's go to Pennsylvania. I want to see friends and all that stuff. And we were in a bar drinking. And I said, well, I'm with you. And he said, all right, let's hop in the station van. Let's go to Pennsylvania from Florida. And we kept going and we sobered up.
And you kept calling me.
Yeah, you were on the air.
Because you were having me play songs for you.
Until we got out of range. And we sobered up. And we were St. Augustine, Jacksonville. And he,
I thought you crossed the line.
We did. He started sobering up and said, this is a bad idea. I said, you're going to keep going until we cross a state line. And we got into Georgia.
So it was your idea.
Yeah. Got into Georgia, made a U-turn. Once we crossed the state line, headed back. So I made it just in time for him to open the station van door and me to run into the radio station and start the morning show. True story. But the longest I've ever driven in one stretch, Indianapolis to Melbourne. What about you? What's the longest stretch you've driven without stopping?
I want to say it would have been from Tennessee back to Florida.
That's a nice drive. That's a good drive.
I think it was like 12 hours.
Junior? Well, again, he hasn't had his license very long.
What are you talking about? He's a grown man.
Yeah, but he's 16 to what? He's probably had it less than a decade.
Yeah, but he's 25 years old. When we were 25, we had lived some life.
Different ball game. What's the furthest you've ever driven? Without stopping, it's you.
I think I did that when I was like 25.
Not switching off and letting somebody else drive, you driving straight.
From Sioux City, Iowa, all the way to Knoxville, Tennessee.
How far is that?
That's about 1,000 miles.
He likes doing it, though.
I love it.
You love driving?
I love it.
Okay.
What did you say? You said there was some trip that you especially liked where you had to go from Minnesota down here.
That was the trip, I started off in Minneapolis, and then I drove down to Sioux City. And then, but the longest day was Sioux City to Knoxville, and then the second day was Knoxville all the way back here.
Okay. And you liked it because you were driving alone.
Yeah, just listening to music.
There is something to be said for that. Trust me, I know. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy.
Hi, who's this?
This is Rachel. How you doing?
Good, Rachel.
Hi, Rachel.
What's the furthest you've driven without stopping?
Denver, Colorado to Port Charlotte, Florida.
Oh, my goodness.
Yep, and I had a 7-year-old and a 2-year-old with me.
Oh, my God.
Man.
That does not sound fun.
How many hours are we looking at without stopping?
38.
Ouch.
Oh, my goodness.
And you stayed awake the whole time?
I sure did.
Okay, well, was it before 5-hour energy?
No, I didn't have that back then.
I appreciate the call. 277-9600. Furthest you've ever driven without stopping. We understand restroom breaks. You want to grab a burger or something. We're talking. You didn't pull into the old motel or stop off at a rest area and sack out. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, guys. It's John the electrician.
John, furthest you've ever driven. One straight shot.
I drove 1,700 miles from Waterville, Maine to Cape Coral, Florida. But when I left Waterville, I stopped in Boston, and I watched the Bruins Canadians at the Garden, and then left after the game to continue my drive.
Keep going. Oh, boy! Yep. Now you're from Maine. I want to retire in Maine. Should I?
Yeah, but you should snowbird. You only want to be in Maine for a couple months.
But the summers are beautiful, aren't they?
Summers and fall are beautiful. But then you got mud season and snow, and that's crap.
Okay, thank you. 277-9600. Ahoy, who's this? Ahoy.
Hello.
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 Jeez. Boob. 277-9600. What's the furthest you've ever driven without stopping? It's a straight shot. Let's go. Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, ahoy, guys. This is Steve. How are you?
Steve, what's the furthest?
It was a crazy long drive. Back when I was 25 years old, I drove from Quebec City back to here.
Oh, straight through?
Straight through, yeah. In fact, and the crazy thing about it was I left there at about 1 in the morning. I had already been awake for the whole day.
How did you do that?
I don't know. It's hard to explain. I just wanted to get home. I just kept driving and driving and driving.
What were you? Did you go into Quebec City for a reason?
I had been in upstate New York for some family business, and then was just driving around with my girlfriend at that time, and we were camping actually just outside of Quebec City. Wow. And we just decided it was time to we didn't feel like setting up a camp that night, and just decided it was time to go home.
All right.
Did you ever have a problem with drifting off to sleep?
I didn't, but I was really, really delirious by the time I got back.
Yes, delirious. Slap happy.
That's the scaredest I've ever been, is driving when I've been awake for like 48 hours.
White line fever.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Hey, let me ask you real quick, how nice is Quebec City?
Oh, it was beautiful. Yeah, it's what's cool about it is you're still in North America, but you feel like you're in Europe.
Yeah, that's what I've been told. Appreciate the call. Thank you.
Easier to go to St. Augustine.
St. Augustine, different kind. I love St. Augustine.
I do too.
Love.
Always have.
Yep. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, gentlemen. Howard, how you doing?
Good, buddy. Furthest you've ever driven?
The northern suburb of Chicago to Palm Bay, Florida, to visit my cousin who works at the Melbourne Zoo. I did have my wife with me as a co-pilot, but she got a little upset when I missed the turnoff in Indianapolis. We had the entire loop.
We can't hear you.
Barely hear him. I apologize for that because you had something interesting to say. 277-9600. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, this is Brian.
Brian?
Yes, sir.
Am I on a Bluetooth or something?
No.
Awesome. Furthest you've ever...
Now, for all of you listening, if you're going to call in, make sure it's your best connection so we can hear you.
Or if you are, make sure your mouth is close to the microphone. What's the furthest you've ever driven without stopping?
Lehigh Acres to Danbury, Connecticut.
That's a drive. What is that, about 1,300 miles?
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly on the dot. I was about to tell you that. It was not a mile further than 13.
Yeah, moved to Florida, and my folks were over in Melbourne, and my grandmother was over in Palm Bay during spring break one year. I had to drive my grandmother back up to Rhode Island. It was about 1,300 miles, and it's right on the Connecticut border.
It wasn't just your grandmother in the car.
No, it was her cat.
And what was that cat's name?
Ming Toy. And she didn't believe keeping the cat in a cat carrier. No, you had to have in the back seat the cat box right there. Let Ming Toy walk around where he wants.
Yeah, walk on the Arby's.
Yeah, and I was in Paramus, New Jersey on the, I think it was the Turnpike, and I got into a car wreck because Ming Toy wanted to go and serpentine and figure eight between the gas and the brake.
Ming Toy.
Unbelievable. And it was my fault. You know, you should have let Ming Toy do what he wants.
Mm-hmm.
Well, his paws were on the gas.
Oh, are you really going to blame Ming Toy?
Yeah.
If you just let Ming Toy do what Ming Toy wants, you wouldn't have the problem.
Everything's fine. And then, of course, when Ming Toy would use the box, windows down. And here's the thing. I still remember what a life of hell that was, because she had a car that she, because it was dependable, had just an AM radio in it. And if I turned, like if it was news talk was on and I wanted to turn it up to listen to it, that's too loud. She liked the radio as just mumbling background noise.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm driving. She had just gotten out of the hospital, so I drove her up in a 1973 Toyota Corolla wagon.
Oh.
With a Siamese cat, her, and an AM radio, I couldn't even hear the words coming out of the speaker. All the way up north until I got into the wreck in Jersey.
Not a pleasant drive.
No.
Toyotas then were not what they are now.
No, not even close. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Chris. Ahoy, gentlemen.
Good, buddy. Chris, how are you? Furthest you've ever driven, no stopping.
This just last year before Irma, from Fort Myers to just inside the New York state line.
How much of a hell drive? Because just before Irma, the roads had to be packed.
Yeah, it was going up 95. It was crazy. I couldn't believe. Just getting out of the state of Florida took forever, and I didn't want to stop till I got at least as close to Massachusetts as I possibly could, and it took a good 21 hours.
Woo. And how many Florida plates did you see on your way?
Nothing but Florida tags on my way up until I got into, like, South Carolina, North Carolina.
Oh, man.
And no 5-hour energy drink, just Coca-Cola and cigarettes.
Well, that'll do it.
That does that. That's the drink of champions right there. Coca-Cola and smokes.
Yep.
And then you always save a little bit in that can or bottle to put the butts in.
There you go.
Hey, if you want to answer our question of the week, please feel free to do so. Ahoy at stanandhaney.com. A lot of people are going to be hitting the roads in the next week. What's the furthest you have ever driven without stopping? No, you're not going to stop at the rest area and catch a few hours. You're not going to go into the motel. You're on the road. You can stop for a burger, stop for a squirt, but you're going.
Yeah, that trip that I mentioned from Tennessee here, that was the one where I had a van load full of people of various ages and abilities.
Yes.
Through snow, through sleet, through rain, up and down mountains. Ugh.
Send it to us, ahoy at stanandhaney.com. We'll be back. Mark Haney in the news is next.
All women are crazy, and so are we. No wonder things have gone so smoothly for us in the romance department. Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us this afternoon. Mark Haney and the news coming up here in just seconds. A reminder for you at 6 o'clock tonight. It'll be Roger Marley and Dave the Waterman. Coming up, as usual, the cockfight.
God, I don't even know why we do things like that. I mean, it's pointless. I shouldn't say.
No, you shouldn't. That's their deal. It's a plugged-in thing. Let's get you updated on traffic. So you got the cockfight coming up at 7 o'clock, and I'm sure they'll be paying tribute.
Yeah. And now, most people don't even know what traffic. That means.
Nope.
And you had to get that in, didn't you?
Yep, I sure did. Sure did.
Had to.
You never know what ears are listening. Lehigh Acres got a disabled vehicle. Arizona Road and Alabama Road North. And they're still working that.
Is that anywhere near Alaska Road?
They got roads in Lehigh Acres named after presidents, named after states, I think after war generals.
Yeah. Well, that's just so they could sell the lots.
Yep. So close to the beach, huh?
Yeah, that's what Eric Estrada says.
Yep. Just minutes from the beach.
Yep.
The beautiful Gulf. Still working that crash on Parr Boulevard at the hub at Shell Point as well. And you're up to date. Mark Haney and the News, brought to you by Jason and Todd at the Diamond District, starts right now.
This is the Evening News with Bernard Kalb in San Clemente, Bob Schieffer in Mitchell, South Dakota, Barry Serafin in Towson, Maryland, Terry Drinkwater in Rockville, Maryland, Jeff Williams in Ayrshire, Iowa, Jed Duval in Cheyenne, Wyoming, Richard Threlkeld in Prineville, Oregon, Bruce Dunning in Cat Lai, South Vietnam, and Bruce Hall in Miami.
Hi, I'm Garrick Utley, and you're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Thursday, Rollvember 15th.
Double M, XV, Triple I.
Telling it like it is, I'm Mark Haney. Time now for things you did not know.
All right, lay it on me.
There are only two countries in the world with flags that do not use red, white, or blue.
Either a Middle Eastern country or an African country.
Well, one of them, no.
Okay.
It's not easy. I wouldn't expect you to get it. Jamaica and Mauritania.
Where's Mauritania?
I think it's a Pacific island nation closer to Southeast Asia. I don't know. All right. You know, we hear a lot of talk these days.
We sure do.
About being health conscious. And
yeah.
We're supposed to know what antioxidants are.
Yeah, come on.
They're critical, aren't they?
All I know is you're supposed to eat blueberries. Great in antioxidants.
Uh-huh. What is the number one source of antioxidants for Americans?
Blueberries?
Coffee.
Ah!
Nothing comes close. No fruit, no vegetable. If it weren't for coffee, you wouldn't get any.
I'm making a big push as far as diet. You got the Atkins diet, South Beach diet, Weight Watchers, Nutrisystem. I think the one that would work best for most of America is Richard Simmons' Deal-A-Meal.
Sure.
Remember that?
Sure.
You had playing cards.
Mm-hmm.
And you had all your playing cards on the left. And when you used up all your cards and they moved over to the right, you're done for the day.
Yep. And you pair that with sweating to the oldies, you'll be in shape in no time.
You betcha.
And you can be as happy as Richard Simmons.
Where has he been?
Depressed. Mm-hmm. Locked in his house.
Yeah. But there it is. Right there. Deal-A-Meal. You walk around with your portfolio, and then you say, oh, I'm going to have some ice cream.
Let me get the card for ice cream.
Yep, and move it over to the right. Done.
I always thought, you said over to the right, I always thought it was back and to the left.
Most people in the know understand that. Take a good look at that whole thing. Back and to the left.
Mm-hmm.
Back and to the left.
Another thing we've discussed on this program for years is these female tennis players that... Well, it turns out there's a reason they do that, you know.
Compression.
The experts say if you grunt when you hit a tennis ball... Your shot will be approximately 3.8% faster.
Okay.
I don't know that I believe it.
No. I think, I guess, isn't it illegal now in women's tennis? Weren't they going to make it a rule you couldn't?
God.
Yeah.
Yesterday, we were telling you that until 1993, female senators were not allowed to wear a pant.
Yeah.
Well, we have a item about female senators today as well. And I'll be interested to see where the libs go with this one. Should this senator be praised? Should there be a statue, or should it come down?
Listen carefully. What are we talking about? A senator?
Yes.
Okay.
The first female senator was Rebecca Latimer Felton. She represented the state of Georgia.
D or an R?
It doesn't say. In 1922.
Oh.
Rebecca Latimer Felton, the first female senator representing Georgia.
Should be saluted, right?
1922. Well, I'd think she'd be a trailblazer, wouldn't she?
Yeah.
However, she was also the last person in either House of Congress that owned slaves.
Uh-oh. And I know Junior's looking that up right now. I'll bet you a D. For Democrat. There she is.
What a hottie.
Oh, yeah, man. She made some big laws.
Yep. Give me some of that.
What? Now, answer, Democrat? Democrat or Republican?
What do you think?
Democrat.
You're right.
Yep.
Yep.
First female member of Congress, a Democrat.
First senator.
First senator.
Mm-hmm.
Female Democrat. What was she also?
The last person in either House of Congress that owned slaves.
Yeah. Oh.
And you can look at her. That's a stern taskmaster there.
You know, it was discipline.
Yep.
Hey, guys, the Absolute Law text line. Hey, guys, I just picked up my tickets for Taste of Bonita, and I see what you see in our friend, the lovely Karen. She was very friendly and polite and bubbly. She really is what you like to say, a ray of sunshine.
You know, I'm glad other people get to see that.
She's delightful.
There's nothing wrong with her. She's just nice.
Yeah. Makes a room bright, and you automatically are in a good mood.
Yeah.
Yep.
Proud of her.
Yeah. Are you proud of this lady over here, too?
Oh, you're talking about the female senator?
The Democratic female senator? Yes.
This is an actual quote from her. When there is not enough religion in the pulpit to organize a crusade against sin, nor justice in the courthouse to promptly punish crime, nor manhood enough in the nation to put a sheltering arm about innocence and virtue.
Okay, when you get that down, come back to us.
If it needs lynching to protect women's dearest possession from the ravening human beast, then I say lynch 1,000 times a week if necessary.
Boy, this woman. Ladies going to put up a statue?
Well, she's a woman.
Yeah, and first.
You got a problem with that?
Yeah. Oh, it's different times. Exactly.
She sounds 1,000 times more vicious than General Lee ever did.
Darn right.
Well, it's that time of year again.
It sure is.
And Black Friday is on the way. By now, pretty much all the Black Friday ads have leaked.
Yep.
So the website Wallet Hub analyzed them and figured out the average discount that every store is offering.
All right.
What they have determined, this year's Black Friday discount, on average, is 37% off. That's across all stores.
That's pretty good.
Which is down from 40.2%. Just 3 years ago.
That's not good.
But it does hold about the same as last year. The department store, Belk, has the best average discount this year at 68.9%.
Whoa.
Other stores with an average coming in over 50%, JCPenney, Stage, Kohl's, New York and Company, and Payless. The store with the worst discount?
Yeah.
True Value Hardware at just 16.3.
Come on.
Other stores with an average discount under 25%?
Yeah.
Gander Outdoors.
Don't know what that is.
Ace. Hmm. Sam's Club, Big Lots, and Harbor Freight.
It just seems like hardware stores aren't willing to give you the break.
Well, they don't rely on holiday sales as much.
Unless Pa wants a new skill saw. New set of hammers and a wrench and some nails.
Well, that means Pa would have to take the time to write down the model number and exactly what he wants.
Yeah, or it's going back. It's going back, Jan 1.
Good luck, Pa. In a moment.
I am Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here's Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill. The results are in.
Uh-oh.
According to a definitive new study in the Journal of Evolutionary Biology, men with facial hair are more attractive than men without it. Survey asked more than 8,500 women to rate men on how attractive they are. And we have the results. And they fall into four categories.
Okay.
Number four, clean shaven.
Yes.
Number three, light stubble.
Right.
Number two, full beard. And number one, heavy stubble like 10 days worth or so.
Mm-hmm. Not, you know, 3 weeks.
Has it been 3 weeks?
It's at least.
I wish I cared, Stan.
I know, Haney.
I wish. I really do. Yeah. But who am I trying to impress?
I don't know. You should feel good. It makes you feel good about you. You know what? I'm going to tell you this. You and I've heard you. Who cares? I don't need it. But the days that you come in after copping a quick shave, you have a little bit of a strut in your step.
Really?
It's a little bit of a, I feel better about myself.
Well, when I shave, it's like an Arthur Morgan shave. It doesn't really all ever go away.
Right, but that's that stubble. That's good.
All right.
And you do. You carry yourself just a little differently.
In a more pleasing manner?
Yes.
All right. The New York Jets are not a good football team.
No, they are not. They haven't been since Super Bowl III.
And when you have a football team like that, suffice it to say, there are consequences.
Yeah, there are. Wasn't it at Giants Stadium, it was the Jets fans that were getting abusive?
Yes.
Remember a couple of seasons ago
mm-hmm.
that it was getting risky for a family to go to a Jets game
yes.
at Giants Stadium because the Jets fans were really jerks?
Yes.
It was dangerous.
Yes. Sunday, 5 p.m., 57-year-old Christopher Grayshock of West Milford, New Jersey, rear-ended another car. When the police got to the scene, they gave Christopher a sobriety test, and in the middle of it, he decided he'd had enough and simply admitted he was drunk. Didn't want to do the dog and pony show anymore.
Right.
And he said, quote, "The only reason he drank too much is because the J-E-T-S-S-U-C-K.
Yep.
The Jets embarrassed themselves earlier that day, 41-10 to the Buffalo Bills.
Jeez. Where are you, Joe Klecko?
This just in.
You're joking. Are you serious? Are you... hold it. I don't want to say it out loud. I don't think it should be said out loud. Are you serious?
Serious.
Is he gonna be late?
We'll see. Breaking news.
And how did this make its way to you, Jeff?
We can't tell you because it's not our place to say, but you can say how you got this information.
He called me.
What, they give him the one phone call? Oh, man. Oh, everybody there, right there.
What are you doing?
What are you doing? You?
What do you mean? I've been outside.
What do you know about this?
Yeah, what? Yeah, I did.
Oh, for crying out loud.
You got pulled over by the cops.
Yeah, man.
What did you do?
What did you do to get pulled over?
Get a microphone.
What did you do to get pulled over by the police?
Erratic.
What did you do?
I made an erratic.
erratic. There ain't nothing new there.
Pull around a vehicle, and I was speeding a little bit, but luckily there was a car crash, and once again,
what?
I got off.
Luckily there was a car crash.
Well, not really. But
lucky for you,
for
huh?
me, yeah. It worked out in my behalf. Yeah, dude.
And you were told you were pulled over because you were erratic.
Well, because I was going down a certain major thoroughfare, and there's so many snowbirds out there, I'm starting to
lose
it.
Why were you being erratic?
Because I want to get here.
No.
And be...
Can I tell you what the answer is?
Oh,
can
God.
I tell you?
And what's the answer?
And I'm going to tell you straight. He didn't get pulled over by the cops.
Okay.
He didn't do anything like that. There wasn't an accident that got him.
Okay, Stan.
He's been doing this because he does it with us on Fridays. He's not sure if he can get his set of wheels on time because sometimes there's conflict. Somebody has to be at a store, so he will go send something out like that. I'm going to be late. I got pulled over by the cops. I don't know if I'm going to make it. And then he gets the vehicle on time and makes it here.
Dude,
that is a fib.
I get zeroed out, bro. Okay.
You know what? I won't call him a liar because I'm going to show him a little respect. That's a fib.
Dave.
Okay. I did not I want to
ask you something else.
I like to get here early.
How did you get Jeff Zito's number?
That was sent because you had called. You had called.
Here we go.
No, he had called.
More fibs.
I defended you
and said you couldn't give his number out because you didn't have it.
This is getting to be mind-boggling because
how the
hell...
But you gave his number out to listeners.
How am I supposed to talk to my boss when I'm not even supposed to know his phone number, but he's supposed to get in touch with me, and I don't know the number's coming in.
Fib.
That's a fib? When you're sitting there going, hey, did you talk to your boss? He's trying to get a hold of you.
Fib. Yeah, and you said, I don't have
his
number.
And then I'm like, well, Stan, you know what?
So you were pulled over for being erratic, and then there was...
Thank goodness there was a nasty accident.
I didn't say it. Oh, you're such a dick, man.
How were you told you could go, or did you just leave?
No, I just kind of... He walked back to his car, and
you took off?
Yeah, well, he came up. He's just going to go. I said, all right, see ya.
Did he know who you were?
I don't know, man. I don't know.
You didn't mean to tell me you didn't tell him?
Don't be a kook, man. Okay? Don't be a kook.
I asked a question.
No, I'm not going to go
Stop
around.
Stop your fibbing.
Do you think I go around telling people who I am?
Yes, you do.
Oh, you're such a dick.
Yes, you
I'm
do.
I'm telling you, man.
And your boss knows it, too.
Oh, my God, man. How can I talk to my
boss without a phone number? Fib.
Dave.
You apparently do have his phone number.
I do now.
Boy, he goes back and forth. Fib.
You can see these messages have been going back for a while.
See?
He's had them. He gave that number out.
Oh, come on, Zito. Please, man.
He gave it up.
But Zito, it's been, about a month or so now, right?
Fib.
Like you asked for tickets to the movie. Yeah.
That's in November, man. That's this month.
Yeah, what do you think it is? It's this month.
I just got his number back, bro.
Fib. You asked.
Hey, Zito, did the checks come in? I'm starving.
Yeah.
Yeah. By the way, yeah, Beasley wants his money back.
What have I... Oh, don't you even dare start with me on that.
Said if you don't give it back, it goes up to 3.
I'm getting real tired.
Good, then get out of this room. This isn't even your time now.
Well, you're bringing me in here.
Fib.
Oh, yeah. No wonder I'm going to end up in the mental ward.
Yeah, go ahead, yeah. Driving erratic.
Dave.
I do drive erratic.
Dave. Dave.
Yeah, yes, sir, yes, sir, was it?
I'm just glad you're okay.
Thanks. Thanks, man. See, somebody cares.
Yeah, Bowie.
My bro. I haven't said nothing bad.
Get out of the room.
Just glad you're okay.
Yep. Oh. We got to make it your last.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports. For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Bill?
That is not the truth. That is not the truth.
Some people require drama to survive.
Yes. He didn't know if he would have his car on time. He tries to come up with a story to cover his bases.
Something plausible.
He's done it to me. Zito, you know I've shown you the text that I get. Oh, it might be a 20 past. I mean, because he doesn't know that he's going to get the car on time. What a great thing to go and tell your program director you got pulled over by the police. Oh, my God. Take as much time as you need. Everything okay? But then when the story comes out, oh, thank God there was a horrific accident down the street and they just let me go. Yeah, because he doesn't need that story anymore. Mm-hmm.
You're not well.
No, I'm not. It's making it worse.
And you don't need this level of stress.
I don't.
Sorry about that, folks. There's a 28-year-old named Keith Cavalier in Gulfport, Mississippi. Early on Saturday, he crashed his pickup truck into the front of the county courthouse.
Jeez. Dave.
He told the police he did it on purpose because he thought it would be the best way to attract their attention to report a crime. Well, at that point, the police said, well, Keith, we're listening. And the crime was someone had stolen Keith's drug paraphernalia, and he wanted the police to get it back. Keith was charged with DUI and malicious mischief. Fortunately, no one was hurt.
No. And you got pictures to prove it. You've got the police report. You got everything. Not a fib.
And that's the news for today, Tuesday, November 15th.
Double M, XV, triple I.
You know, I don't know why you're surprised. I told you, his first instinct for most people is to tell the truth.
Yes.
His is to lie.
Yep.
I am Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
There he is, little Monty Haney, telling it like it is.
That's yeah, I know. It's the instinct.
It's his go-to. It's the reset. It's to lie.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's man. The default setting on days.
We're going to take a break.
Dude, I got pulled. You know, you have to admit, that's so much better than, hey, Stan. Sorry. I don't know if I'm if I'm going to get the car on time. Yeah. I probably will, but I'll see you as soon as I can.
And that would be fine, Dave.
Or
good.
Would you prefer, oh, dude, I was pulled over by the cop. It was a high-speed man.
Let me call Jeff Zito, a number I'm not supposed to have, man.
He swore he didn't have his number.
I know he did. But nobody except me catches him in his lies. We all let him pass.
California lies.
Yeah, that's what it started out as, California lies. Jason and Todd from the Diamond District bringing us news. We'll be back. We're going to have traffic and then some crosstalk about what's coming up at 6 o'clock. You know what's coming up? Cockfight.
Just like my grandpa used to say, Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you for...
Why are you forcing him out of the room?
I didn't.
He just said you forced him out of the room.
It's all in his head. Coming up 6 o'clock, Roger Marley and Fibs McGee.
Oh, okay.
Get you updated.
That's where we're headed.
Traffic.
No.
Fibs McGee.
Another day, man. Laugh it up, football.
Not today, bro.
Not today. What? If not now, when? Fort Myers crash, 1400 block of Charles Road. We also have a North Fort Myers crash, Slater Road and Bayshore Road. That must be where Dave was at. Fort Myers crash, College Parkway and South Cleveland Avenue. What else have we got here? One more for you. Fort Myers crash, College Parkway at the neighborhood Walmart. That's what it says. And you are up to date. What do we got coming up tonight, Waterman?
All right, boys. Big show tonight. Obviously, we're going to talk about my incident from earlier, which was an erratic driving. Got off of that charge. I'd like to hear from you guys if you guys got any stories about your, let-goes from the police.
Are you going to apologize?
And that's what I was about to do. Junior, if you're listening, I want to make a deep, sincere apology to you.
Because he's doing it on the radio where he can really show
so
off.
So that, no.
Wouldn't do it to his face.
Are you kidding me? I sat there and shook his hand, man. But, Junior, I want to say I'm sorry.
Why did you speak to him like that?
Because, bro, he looked at me with a complete loss. Are you going to pop me down?
It's time once again for another Stan and Haney stand-up comedy classic. Classic comedy like it used to be on 96 K-Rock.
This is a thing I read by a scientist. It was in one of those big science books, you know? Or else it was one line in USA Today. I can't remember. But it said this. Scientists now say that a man thinks about sex once every 7.3 seconds. Now, I know what I think once every 7.3 seconds. I'll just be walking down the street, you know? You're just, you're like, doodly-doo, hey, there's a building. Doop-doop-dee. Hey, look at that guy wearing cowboy boots over there. How about that? Doodly doo. Wonder if I should wear cowboy boots. Nah, I'm too old for that. Oh, there's that building again. Doodly doo. Hey, my ass is itchy over here. I can't scratch my ass out here in the street. Hey, Willie Nelson still wears cowboy boots. Billy Joe Shaver, too. Those fellas must be well on 3 score and 10. Anyway, it's just a bunch of meaningless gibberish. That's my point. But it's not sex. And then the real time, this is the amount of time that you think about sex. Every once in a while, which is not a science. Scientists don't like that term. But every once in a while you think about it. And, like I think about it every couple of days. Or if you're a younger man, you probably think about it more, you know what I mean? But then the problem becomes when you think about it is all you can think about. You know what I mean? It just encompasses your whole brain. You know, you're just like, ah! You're like a f***ing werewolf or something. Like, usually you're a civilized human being. But then every couple of days you're like, ah! And then you gotta close the blinds, you know?
Have yourselves a great evening. Lord willing, we'll be back here tomorrow, 2 o'clock. Big Friday show. We're the Stan and Haney Show, 96K Rock. We leave you this afternoon with this. Question of the week, the holidays. A lot of people are going to be on the road. You're an endurance driver. Or you like to think at one point in time you could do it. What's the furthest you have ever driven without stopping? Yeah, we'll consider gas and grabbing a bite to eat, using the restroom. But there's no pulling in for the night and get a fresh start in the morning. What's the furthest you have ever driven without stopping? Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy.
Hi, who's this?
This is Rachel. How you doing?
Good, Rachel.
Hi, Rachel.
What's the furthest you've driven without stopping?
Denver, Colorado to Port Charlotte, Florida.
Oh, my goodness.
Yep, and I had a 7-year-old and a 2-year-old with me.
Oh my God.
Man.
That does not sound fun.
How many hours are we looking at without stopping?
38.
Ouch.
Oh, my goodness.
And you stayed awake the whole time?
I sure did.
Okay. Well, was it before 5-hour energy?
No, I didn't have that back then.
I appreciate the call. 277-9600. Furthest you've ever driven without stopping. We understand restroom breaks. You want to grab a burger or something. We're talking. You didn't pull into the old motel or stop off at a rest area and sack out. Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, ahoy, guys. This is Steve. How are you?
Steve, what's the furthest?
It was a crazy long drive. Back when I was 25 years old, I drove from Quebec City back to here.
Oh, straight through?
Straight through. Yeah, in fact, and the crazy thing about it was I left there at about 1 in the morning. I had already been awake for the whole day.
How did you do that?
I don't know. It's hard to explain. I just wanted to get home. I just kept driving and driving and driving.
What were you? Did you go into Quebec City for a reason?
I had been in upstate New York for some family business, and then was just driving around with my girlfriend at that time, and we were camping actually just outside of Quebec City, and we just decided it was time to we didn't feel like setting up a camp that night, and just decided it was time to go home.
All right.
Did you ever have a problem with drifting off to sleep?
I didn't, but I was really, really delirious by the time I got back.
Yes, delirious. Happy.
That's the scaredest I've ever been is driving when I've been awake for like 48 hours.
The old white line fever.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Hey, let me ask you real quick. How nice is Quebec City?
Oh, it was beautiful. Yeah, it's what's cool about it is you're still in North America, but you feel like you're in Europe.
Yeah, that's what I've been told. Appreciate the call. Thank you.
Easier to go to St. Augustine.
St. Augustine, different kind. I love St. Augustine.
I do, too.
Love
St. Always have.
Yep. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, gentlemen. Howard, how you doing?
Good, buddy. Furthest you've ever driven?
The northern suburb of Chicago to Palm Beach, Florida. This is my cousin who works at the Melbourne Zoo. I did have my wife with me as a co-pilot, but she got a little upset when I missed the turnoff in Indianapolis. We had the entire loop.
We can't hear you.
Barely hear him. I apologize for that because you had something interesting to say. 277-9600. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, this is Brian.
Brian?
Yes, sir.
Am I on a Bluetooth or something?
No.
They're all awesome. Furthest you've ever...
Now, for all of you listening, if you're going to call in, make sure it's your best connection so we can hear you.
Or if you are, make sure your mouth is close to the microphone. What's the furthest you've ever driven without stopping?
Lehigh Acres to Danbury, Connecticut.
That's a drive. About 1,300 miles?
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly on the dot. I was about to tell you that. It was not a mile further than 13.
I moved to Florida, and my folks were over in Melbourne, and my grandmother was over in Palm Bay during spring break one year. I had to drive my grandmother back up to Rhode Island. It was about 1,300 miles. And it's right on the Connecticut border.
It wasn't just your grandmother in the car.
No, it was her cat.
And what was that cat's name?
Ming Toy. And she didn't believe keeping the cat in a cat carrier. No, you had to have in the back seat the cat box right there. Let Ming Toy walk around where he wants.
Yeah, walk on the Arby's.
Yeah, and I was in Paramus, New Jersey on the, I think it was the Turnpike, and I got into a car wreck because Ming Toy wanted to go and serpentine and figure eight between the gas and the brake.
Oh, Ming Toy.
Unbelievable. And it was my fault. You know, you should have let Ming Toy do what he wants.
Mm-hmm.
Well, his paws were on the gas.
Oh, are you really going to blame Ming Toy?
Yeah.
If you just let Ming Toy do what Ming Toy wants, you wouldn't have the problem.
Everything's fine. And then, of course, when Ming Toy would use the box, windows down. And here's the thing. I still remember what a life of hell that was, because she had a car that she, because it was dependable, had just an AM radio in it. And if I turned, like if it was news talk was on and I wanted to turn it up to listen to it, that's too loud. She liked the radio as just mumbling background noise.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm driving. She had just gotten out of the hospital, so I drove her up in a 1973 Toyota Corolla wagon with a Siamese cat, her, and an AM radio. I couldn't even hear the words coming out of the speaker.
Blue skies.
Yeah.
Every day's a gift.
96.